to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen. Let me put out the number to the network. For you people that we begged and pleaded to support this network on a monthly basis. And I'll tell you right now, because somebody asked me the other day, well, how did that ever go? This entire network, with its entire lineup, with all the people that listen to this network, we get about $2,000 in donations per month. That's it. And we've got people buying hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold. And they're sitting on a whole lot of money. Yeah, one-shot deal, do a gold deal. I got to split that with Jeff Bennett. That money goes right into this network. But we've asked for monthly support from you people. $20 a month, $25 a month. Hey, some people out there are better off than others. Some people have coughed up $50 a month. But a lot of you have done absolutely nothing. Not a thing. And it doesn't matter if we're trying to make new patriots by giving them the information or we're trying to support the patriots or trying to do the right thing. We've got a whole lot of people out there doing absolutely nothing. James in Austin.
How's it going?
What's on your mind, James?
Well, hard to explain.
Start somewhere. Jump right in.
I guess it's more or less thwart an effort that I think is being made to begin the American people. At first, I want to tell you, I'm the seventh son of a family of 12 children. 11 of them had lived. My father killed one of my brothers. 7, 11, 12. 11, 12, weeks 33. This organization that I think is sponsoring me is very... very much into symbology and numerology, and I think that they think I'm one of the more advanced weapons in their system.
What are they asking you to do, James?
Well, I've been training in physical locations. Like, they have me go to different neighborhoods. They can control my body and tell me where to turn, where to look. You know, they can see what I see, hear what I hear, see what I think, see the things I'm, the sounds I make up in my head. That they've got total control of my mind, except I have a little bit of free will, and I've been rebelling against them.
Who are these people?
I don't know. I suspect it's the NSA. They tell me different things at different times, but I suspect it's basically the NSA program. It used to start out as program called MK Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
My family, I think, went through a mind control experiment. We endured horrendous amounts of torture and abuse as children. I think that was to compartmentalize our minds and to make it easier for us to be controlled. I think we were targeted because we were poor and ignorant. The education level that I've had has been very, very bleak. I barely passed my GED. But for some reason, I came up with theories on mass expansion for anti-gravity and different magnetism theories that, you know, there is no real logical avenue for me to think of this stuff. Well, about 1999, I think it was, I tried to enter the Masons, and after that, things started, weird shit started happening. Excuse my language. I started channeling different stuff. I started to get into screenwriting, and one of the screenwrites that I came up with was the smuggling of a nuclear device through Mexico into Austin, Texas for detonation. And then about sometime after that in 2001, they woke me up. And they used the media to wake me up. And the media thinks that they're fighting some criminal, because they set me up when I was young. And they think that they're fighting some criminal trying to take them off the street. But in actuality, it's a bigger program than what they know about. And they used the television to relay messages to me. Private radio stations are involved. And essentially what they've been having me do lately is learn to program different electronic devices. They had me aboard a train once, and through cycling my eyes, they guided me through the program on the train and had me reprogram some of the stuff on it. And I didn't do it fast enough, and they relayed that I did it too late, and I have to learn how to do it faster. And so they had me go to ATMs, and they guide me through and have me push different buttons on the ATM and try to go faster and faster. And one of the things that leads me to, I think, a nuclear detonation is what they're after is basically the progression of what's been happening from 9/11. 9/11 is a big number they always throw at me. Remember 9/11? Remember 9/11? And I think there's three different people that have chipped me, three different organizations, and they're all fighting over me. And
well, I'll tell you what you do. When they actually deliver a nuclear weapon to you, you call me.
I don't think it's going to be that simple. I think I'm supposed to enter a silo and program one and didn't set it off.
Well, I mean, even if you do that, you call this network. We'll have somebody out there real fast.
Well, I think that...
And any of your handlers, and any of your handlers that may be listening right now, know that your time is limited, because I'll go out there my damn self, armed.
Yeah. Well, I think that my efforts today have probably thwarted... They're probably going to give up on me and have me destroyed. And that's what they've been threatening all along. They've been threatening to shoot me in the back of the head, to have me disappear.
And you don't know who your handlers are. You better find out who they are.
That's what I've been trying to do. It's so they call themselves a secret network, and their faces are people that are in public, people that are in media, people that are in political arena. It varies. It's at different levels, but I don't think any of them understand what's going on. I think that they think it's a crime-fighting technique that is actually like a Timothy McVeigh program.
Yeah.
I believe he was a robot.
I don't think Timothy McVeigh is dead.
I don't either. They faked his death, and he's living somewhere else because he complied.
Because I got some real good sources on McVeigh that he had a face change. He ended up in England temporarily until they relocated him.
Yeah, he's probably relocated. That's what they keep telling me they're going to do to me if I comply. They say that they're going to make me have a small prison sentence and have me die in prison, and then I'll probably disappear from there.
Well, I can only do what I can do. If you are contacted and you're sent someplace for a specific thing and you still have enough of you left in you, you call this network. This network will, no matter where I'm at, they will get a hold of me, and I will assist you. That's the best I can do, pal.
Well, that's the best I can do.
All right.
The only reason why I think I'm going to comply is just because I want the information on how they're doing it and what they want done so that I can relay that message out. The guy that chipped me, supposedly, most robots, they have no control. My brother's one of them. He has no control over what he does. I've seen what they've done to him. And the guy that chipped me put a special chip in me that allows me to have some sort of free will to fight back. And it's been a fight. It's been like an unimaginable fight between the good and the evil.
All right.
And
well, James, I'll have to ask you, please, if what I said,
you got it,
was if they have you doing something, and you have the wherewithal to call me, I'll show up with my little merry band of men. And God help if those any of those handlers are around you.
I'm trying to go underground as it is. There's some people that are trying to help me go underground, but it's hard to contact them because, like I said, I'm monitored 24/7.
I understand. Well, that's my offer, sir.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, James. I appreciate your call. You know, folks, a phone call like that, we don't know that it's legitimate or it's illegitimate. We have no way of knowing. We can speculate. We'll leave it up to James and his will. If he's legit what he just told us, he contacts me, I will assist him. Because I don't care, folks. I don't care. Evil is evil, wherever it is. And that's what we're here to try to combat, to take these people on. I mean, to be even in a country that we have Wacos and Ruby Ridges and 9/11s, is this a country we want to be part of? And for those that have been out there helping, that helped with the 9/11 deal, that were told that, well, we need to do this because we need to institute this. We've got to shake things up and take a little bit more control. I'm sure they bought into it. Just as the police officers right now that listen to this program, and I'm talking to you right now, you know what's going on interdepartmentally. And I've been after Jack McLam like a banshee. He is in contact with so many police and military, it makes my head spin. But I want Jack to provide us with more information of what he's getting back from these guys, because the feds are moving in on them. They're telling them what the program is going to be, what part that they're to play in all this. And I'll remind you police officers out there that you have a duty and an obligation. The first thing that you did before you did any policing at all, was they made you raise your right hand to protect and defend the Constitution. You as an individual, whether you're a cop, you're a garbage collector, you're a CEO of a company, it makes no difference. We have an obligation to our country. And to go along to get along. Like up here in Williamson County, one night I talked to Williamson County Sheriff. And he was sitting there with a sergeant. And I started talking to him about some things. And he had a couple of younger guys with him. The younger guys are looking at each other and saw that the sergeant was getting a little steely-eyed with me. And evidently I gave the sheriff enough information that he looked at me and he said, "Look, I'm going to retire soon. And that's going to be it for me." And I looked at him, I said, "Do you have any children?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "What about them?" They had not another word to say. They watched me walk out of the little Stop and Rob that they were sitting there having coffee at. John in New York.
Hey, John. Dude, you got a leather on your back today. I'd like to know that James has got my prayers and anybody else out there to give him his prayers to give him strength and guidance. Also to ask the God for help because he can't help. It's beyond belief. I ran a golf course in which I was building it for 11 years, and I had a can out there where people could put in $2 is what I asked for if they wanted to play golf, if it was one hole or if they wanted to play all day. And most people would pay, but the rich people would give me a quarter or something that they felt was worth it. And bottom line is, that drove me crazy, and I got away from it because I just didn't like the abuse. And for anybody that thinks you've got a free service out there that you owe everybody, wake up, because you're giving a lot of freebies. You're giving a lot of information that nobody's really being appreciative of. You're bending over backwards. You're flooded. I can imagine the bag of mail you get a day.
But John, here's the deal. We could be doing so much more. We can be I don't put people on this network that just have a good rap. A character that's got a good rap. I'm looking for people that have character, that can speak.
I understand that.
And this is what it takes. And when we start looking at it from that perspective, that we all are real people, and we're scared to death out here. We're afraid for ourselves and our family. We're afraid for our country because we see where it's going. But yet there's a lot of people out there that know exactly what's going on but are sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. And those that know more than the people sitting casually along the sidelines knowing something is very wrong, the people that actually know the nuts and bolts of how they're pulling this off and doing nothing. These are the people that just drive me insane.
One of the points I would like to make is you have people calling in that say they'd like to help, but they really don't know how. Well, for yourself to put everybody's expertise together, you can give some ideas and whatnot, but everybody out there has their own ideas and their own expertise, and they have their own problems of how this intermingling with everything will act on it. Act on what you feel you can pull together and how you feel your community would act together, because you're more precise on what is in around you. You can ask for directions, and you can ask for instruction, and you can throw different ideas off each other's back, but it's not all up to you, or it's up to everybody.
Well, and I would like to be... Jeff Bennett disagrees with me. He said, no, you need to be on the microphone. You're a better guy in front of the microphone than you are behind the scenes. That's not true. There is much more stuff, but I'm in here every day. I'm trying to get advertisers. I'm trying to get the shortwave bill paid for. You know, I'm doing stuff that we should have people doing. But I myself am there doing it when I could be doing other things to move this thing along at a faster pace, because we're flat out of time. And it's just maddening to me to sit back and watch this circus day after day after day and almost feeling powerless. You think what I'm doing right now is a good thing. I'm not doing squat. Not up to my potential, because I physically don't have the money in which to do it. And this is what's maddening. I'm watching this country being flushed down the tubes every single day. It's getting worse and worse, and it's progressively, exponentially expanding. And it's tearing my heart out. It is literally tearing my heart out.
I understand where you're coming from. Don't feel alone. But thank you for your courage and for your abilities to hang in there and just your expertise of making teachers out of the rest of us.
Well, John, I appreciate that, but here's the deal. We need to make a whole lot more teachers. We got too many students. We ain't got enough teachers. But I appreciate your sentiment, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Roger in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, thanks, John. And I'd sure like to see you behind that mic at least one or two days a week. And I know the show prep's a killer on time. Maybe you could do an general open lines, and we won't think less of you. And I just wanted to spread a little charity and understanding here. I was about to blow my gasket earlier. Now, I can't presume to speak for you, only for me. So I'm thinking that if I were one of your workmates down there in Round Rock working inside your pressure cooker, the miracle for me would be that 30% of the bumper sticker request didn't slip through the cracks.
Well, it's not 30%.
I'm using hyperbole. Yeah. I expect your percentages are a lot higher than I'm just thinking, you know, with me, it would be sitting in that inbox needing attention as soon as I get some breathing room to send them out. So, let's have a little slack, people, and a little understanding.
No, they don't get it. They don't understand the workings of the network. They think they do, but they really don't. And as you said, and it's a good word, Roger, pressure cooker. Every single day. Just ask the people that watch me in this place. Just ask them what kind of a pressure cooker and what kind of pressure I'm under. And sometimes they don't understand. Sometimes I go off and they don't really understand it.
No, and frankly, I beg anyone that missed your first hour to download the archive and listen to it. I assure them they will not enjoy a second of that first half hour or so, but please, I beg you, listen to it. And I never heard you almost so livid, but very appertainingly so. And it's just, on that same note with spreading the stations, that's a very vital thing. And how you managed to put out that very important free archive, how you managed to afford that, is a miracle. I also don't understand, and that's just so vitally important to subsidize that.
Well, just hold on a second, because we're up against the break. We'll take this break. We'll come back. 800-313-9443. And after this break, I'm going to tell you how you can help this network, folks, because we need it now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Roger, you brought up a point here, and I could not understand this from other networks that are charging people for online streaming or archiving. Do you know what it costs this network per month in order to do that? Take a guess.
Don't tell me. I don't want to faint.
$70.
That's all?
That's it.
Well, then you have personnel costs to keep up the archive.
Well, that man is being paid by this network that has done this for us.
Yeah, I know, but it's
Paul Martin.
It's still not an and frankly, if you start getting more people clicking in, that's going to drive up your bandwidth cost. You may need more.
And we'll put out another $70. But here's my point. I don't see why other networks are charging for this, because here we are out there telling people, hey, you need to tune into this, that, and the other, and then you go up to an archive or you go up to a live stream, and then they want to make you pay for it. You know, they'll tease you by giving you a half hour free or whatever the case may be. For the cost of it, we're out there. We're out here as a service to wake people up.
And, well, having that available free is just so vitally important, because that's a big lever towards being able to plug the RBN network, is getting people to listen to these shows. And you would believe the stuff I've been able to say on these local and regional talk stations plugging RBN. And I would add, I've yet to hear anyone else doing that, piling on a second or third caller, which it's like a one-man show, yet I've been able to accomplish quite a bit in plugging. And what you were saying earlier about people that are too scared to you know, lest they think what their neighbor up the street would think of them if they recognize their voice or whatever. Well, buddy, why don't you just pull that coffin lid over your head, because you're already spiritually dead.
Well, and, you know, if they happen to know and happen to find out that you knew something and you weren't beaten down their door, they're probably going to come after and try to burn you because, well, you didn't tell them.
You know, I get all this kind of belittling ridicule, and that's fine. And I still have this local politician talk show guy respecting me more than any of the other callers, virtually, and I'm nothing special. That's all besides the point. It's just that the fact that you're able to get the information and make certain statements, see, so much more could be done to build the network onto these local mom-and-pop stations like this if only other folks would climb aboard, chime in, and, you know, just so much as a call saying, if they're not very eloquent themselves, they might say, "Oh, Ronnie, just what is it that you're so petrified afraid of Roger for? Have him call back." That would, you know, then you could have somebody else speak for you if you don't feel comfortable yourself. You can force the guy into the embarrassing position of demanding you call back in the show.
Right. Now, I understand what you're saying. And you know what? And people are going to start paying attention when they hear more voices such as yours, that they keep hearing it repeated. They keep hearing other voices saying the same thing. You know, we're creatures, we're societal creatures, we're creatures of habit. We have a tendency to go with what other people are doing. And you know, that's just the way it is. But if people have the sense that there's something going on and there's people talking about it and they're not in on the secret, they're going to want to know.
Yeah, and I still call back in there even though I say stuff like, well, if there's even two or three people out there that even call themselves Christians or constitutionalists and they don't need spinal transplants, maybe they'll call in and demand you get me back in when you cut me off.
I understand.
And I still call back in. If I don't call in, people will know the fix is in, and that will create a problem for them. So it's like they have to take my calls anymore.
Right.
God bless, John.
All right. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it. You know, I did a thing for about a month about people calling in the C-SPAN, and I sat back and I watched. And lo and behold, people were starting to call in. That's the time. Remember the day for you C-SPAN watchers out there that hawk what these politicians are doing. Do you remember the day that Brian Lamb threw up his hands and said, "I can't control this. It's out of control. Let's just take the calls"? It was about the grand conspiracy in this country. He had lost control of his own show. And I told people, call into C-SPAN because we have people here that think that they're at the top of the heap, man. They know what's going on. Politically, they're just sharp as tacks. And they'll sit up there and argue politics. But they don't know what's going on. And I sat back and I watched C-SPAN for an entire month, and lo and behold, people started responding. They're not doing it anymore. But they did for about 3 weeks. For about 3 weeks. And yet, to this day, I have not had Brian Lamb call this country a democracy because I sent it to his private fax, the difference between a republic and a democracy. And to his credit, he never did it again. Eleanor in Canada. Hello, Eleanor.
Hi, John. I just wanted to share with your listeners that I've been an activist for about 10 years, and our group of several hundred people, many of whom listen to your channel quite eagerly, by the way, we can tell you firsthand that mail interception is a reality. So people who are sending you stuff in the mail really ought to follow up with some calls. You may have lost sales during the Christmas season because the letter was intercepted.
Because what was intercepted?
The letter. Say somebody sent you a check or something. Well, we see it all the time.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going on that much here, but it very well could be. I'll tell you what, if anybody has any doubts about that, just send it out, return receipt requested. That'll put a stop to that, because now I have a way to go back to the post office and go, you know what, I had a person call me, they gave me the numbers off of their receipt, where's my letter? Tell you what, Eleanor, hang on, we got to take the break. Just stick there, we'll come right back. John, Bob, John, Ronnie, Dylan, and others, hang on.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, I want to make an announcement for the Truth Seekers meeting tonight. That is tonight, Tuesday the 24th, at the China Emperor. That's at Four Square, 111 West William Cannon and South Congress, right here in Austin, Texas. Contact number on that is area code 512-577-5394. The Texas House of Representatives District 52 candidate Barbara Samuelson will be there. They're also going to show part of Loose Change 2, the DVD edition, Dylan Avery. And you need to make it down there, folks. Come on, let's quit pussyfooting around here. Let's start connecting and linking with each other. Let's feed off each other's energy, because not one person has enough. You'll bleed them dead. So that's tonight from 7 p.m. to 9:45 down at the China Emperor, Four Square. That's the at 111 West William Cannon and South Congress. And there's a buffet down there, so show up. They got some good food down there. The people are very nice. And thank you, Randall. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Eleanor. My suggestion, if somebody has any doubts, especially if it's coming in from Canada, return receipt request.
Yes, well, John, actually, quite often the post office does not honor those when you send them across the border. What triggered me was remembering a year or so ago that Jackie Patru went through a month where she had virtually no mail. And I was just thinking that something like that, if it happened to you, could really cause you a disaster.
Yeah, well, so far, and I know the people down here at the post office, most of them down here in Round Rock listen to this program. So I don't think if that's going to happen, it's not going to come out of their office. So,
right.
But I understand what you're saying. I appreciate it.
Keep up your good work.
Thank you, Eleanor. You too. Gosh, what a firebrand. 700 people in her group. Go Canada. See, folks, you know, people gravitate to success. We can only succeed when we try. And if we're not trying, we're not going anywhere. And I, for one, don't want to spend the rest of my days watching Rome burn, okay? Because that's exactly what's happening right now. By the way, on the issue of low-power FMs, a guy called me in from Colorado, and he would like for you to call him. If you want to set up a low-power FM out there, come on, folks. His name is Ken, and here's his number. Now, here's somebody with some backbone. 303-769-4443. That number again, 303-769-4443. Thank you, Ken. You're one of the troops. John in Nevada. Hello, John.
Hey, John. Do you have a storefront where, when I'm in Austin in the next few weeks, I'd be able to get a copy of Texmar's books?
Yes.
As a matter of fact,
Ken, one of my guys here, had to go by Texas House tonight to go pick up another case.
So when I'm there, I'll be able. When I'm in Austin, I'll actually be able to stop by and pick one up.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Good. Now, hear me out a little bit. But for several months, I've been hearing this whole carpetbagger commenting thing and not knowing what was going on. And then I started looking into it, and I heard Frank's show. With the Wingnuts, Scott Mukafka and Lisa Giuliani, or Victor Thorne, if you want to call him by his pen name. And these two guys, these two are clearly pitting RBN and GCN into a peeing contest. And, you know, it's not good for anything. It's hurting both. What's easier, to take down one at a time, or to take them both down at a time? And that's what I see.
Yeah,
what's happening.
That was my suggestion. But wait a minute here. No, it takes two to tango here. And if you're talking about other personalities out there that are calling me a carpetbagger.
Well, I agree.
Yeah. But I understand exactly what you're saying. As a matter of fact, Victor Thorne called me today to verify something. I've got somebody that used to be on this network that's now on another network that has been spreading some half-truths out there. And he simply called up for a verification today, and I set him straight. But I've told Victor this time and time and time and time again that, okay, supposedly to clean out the ranks of the bad patriots out there, instead of concentrating on that and pitting people against each other, and I understand what you're saying. Let the good people come forward, because who wants to get involved in the patriot community if all they see is people scratching each other's eyes out?
Well, I really see those two as some kind of operative, because they just sit back. They're going after Rents. They're going after Rupert. They're going after Jack and Alex and everybody. And who?
Well, they went after me too. So
they went after you.
Yeah,
so they get to sit back there, they throw out all the stuff, and then they watch all the cards fall wherever they may fall.
I told them not to do anything on Jack Blood. I told them not to do anything on Alex Jones, and I told them not to use me, but they did anyhow.
Yeah,
and I understand. And you know what, folks? What's their website?
WingTV.net.
WingTV.net. Why don't you folks out there take the opportunity to email them? And they either will hear what you're saying, or they're going to ignore what you're saying and continue doing what they're doing. I don't like what they're doing.
Well, one thing that I found out, that Scott actually is a graduate of Penn State University's School of Business and Marketing, actually, from 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And Penn State University, and I can't confirm it because I haven't found any information on it, but
yeah,
they have a skull and bones order there. It would not surprise me, and I can't say whether he is or isn't, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's somehow connected to that.
Well, and you know what? It could be, but it could be just a couple of people thinking they're doing the right thing, but doing something that's totally wrong, and they need to hear from people. They need to hear from the good, like-minded people out there that, you know what? You need to stop what you're doing, because it's dangerous and it's foolhardy, And what we need in this movement right now is more unity. Hell, I'd even give Jack Blug a big wet kiss in public if I thought it would do any good.
I'd really like to see, you know, if Alex is listening, because I know he used to at least listen, and if anyone is in contact with Alex that listens to this program, you guys got to bury the hatchet, because it's better for everybody. Two are harder to take down than one, and I just hope that that things get squared out and both companies do well. I support both companies. I buy my shower filters. I buy my Berkey water. I buy whatever I can that is something that I need or my wife will allow. And so, you know, I want to be able to support both networks. So
I think
it's important that everybody just play with calmer heads and sit back, because when you're really close to a situation, it's harder to see what's going on. I've been involved in many situations where I don't see what's going on because I'm too close to the situation.
No, I understand, and your point is well taken, sir.
Take care.
All right, thank you. There is a man calling for reason. You know, folks, and you know, that really does hurt me when people go against me. You know, they don't have to be buds and pals of mine. I don't have to sit around on Friday nights drinking beer with them. But at least they can respect what I'm trying to do. And I if I'm a carpetbagger because I'm beating everybody's price in gold and silver out there, 10% on less in all the deals, not just some, all the deals that we do. That's some kind of carpetbagging operation. I did that because I was sick and tired of watching people get ripped off. And a lot of people may see that as a way of threatening what they're doing, what they're connected to. And I can't make any apology for that. I can't, nor will I. But I'm in agreement with you, Mr. Nevada. I am in certainly agreement with you. And when you really get down to it, the man in question, I've done everything that I know how to do to help him. And I was always regarded with suspicion that I was not operating with pure motive. And the only thing I ever wanted to see that guy was to be more successful than he already is. That is what is in my heart. Bob in Texas. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Now that I'm calmed down.
Yeah, okay, that's good. First, where is that Truth Seekers meeting, please?
That is at 111 West William Cannon and South Congress, and it's called the China Emperor. And I guess the mall is, what, Four Square? Is that right, Mr. Producer? Yeah, I think the name of the place is Four Square.
And the time?
Is 7 o'clock to 9:45 p.m.
Okay, and anybody can go, right?
Anybody can go.
Okay. All right. Second thing, I think I sort of agree with the other caller that just called. I think that you guys, the two networks, need to come together. And
well, you know, let me say something here, because I've made this attempt before. I approached Mr. Anderson from the Genesis Communications Network, and this is while I was still on his network, which was originally mine. And I asked him, I said, let me do a network inside of a network. And I said, you can do your Midas resource, do whatever you want. We won't give you any competition on that. Let me build a network inside of a network. We will pay all of our bills. We'll pay our personnel, you know, our board ops. We'll chip in on your engineers. We'll do whatever's necessary. We'll pay for all our phone calls. Not one penny will ever come out of your pocket. Because I know the Patriot community out there. I know the Patriot movement. I mean, my God, I've been involved in militia. I've been involved in just about everything. Radio, I mean, you name it. Networks, everything. And I've got a pretty good sense of what's going on out here. And I begged him, not once, but twice, let me do a network inside of a network. If Ted Anderson called me on the phone tomorrow and said to me, John, you know what? I think we'd be better off in teaming up than we would be opposing each other. I would welcome that like that. Because
okay.
Why go out and duplicate what the means that somebody else already has?
I agree.
And what difference does it make if a network has three satellites or it's got seven satellites with all this different programming and all these different outlets? It makes no difference whatsoever.
So how come he didn't let you have a network within a network?
I don't know. You would have to ask Mr. Anderson about that. I personally like the man, but he's never... Look, this guy started out changing tires, okay, and then went to work for a gold company, made his money, started Midas Resources, then started Genesis Communications. He's come up from a tire changer, okay, but I've been in this really enmeshed, and I've got my finger on the pulse here, And I've met a lot of these people that listen to this network. I've met him personally. I don't think the man really has a good finger on the pulse of the Patriot community out there. And I can tell by some of the programming he puts up. Now, and I'm not going to berate him for doing what he thinks he needs to do to survive as a network.
I would agree with you on that. I've listened to every Genesis communication program, and gradually now I don't listen to any of them. And because I would agree, I don't think their first goal is not the Patriot movement. I'm not quite sure. I think different programs have different goals. But the one thing I'm positive of is the Patriot movement is not their first goal.
Well, and I would agree with that. And that's on a case-by-case basis. I'm not out here slinging mud at anybody, but I think we better rethink this and get real serious real fast. Because whatever opportunity we have, whatever resources that we have, we better be miserly with them. We better put them to good use because we don't have an opportunity here to make mistakes. We don't have the time. We don't have the luxury of time.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. John in Tennessee? You're up next. Hello, John.
Hello. I wonder if Lisa Giuliani is related to Mafia Mayor Sir Rudolph Giuliani, not of the British Empire.
I don't have any idea. I don't know.
Well, I called in last year. You reported on my brother, the lawyer, who spent 10 days in jail for contempt of court because he couldn't afford to pay his ex-wife's $50,000 lawyer bill.
Uh-huh.
And, now he's campaigning for judge in divorce court against the same judge who locked him up.
I like that story.
Well, I think your broadcast probably gave him a little confidence when he was really beat down, locked up in jail.
I like that story.
So, people are fighting back. They're not real gung-ho in the Patriot community. It scares the heck out of them.
Well, if I was fresh into this, it'd probably scare the heck out of me, too. But for you and I to sit back and be enmeshed in this on a day-to-day operation, people don't understand, for the first time listener to tune in to say that they tuned into the first hour, the first time they ever heard, alternative broadcasting, let's call it, to listen to this guy ranting and raving here for 30 minutes. They probably would have thought this guy's cheese has done slid off his cracker and hit the floor.
Well, I know my family's realizing that something is really wrong with the economy because they, my brother and sister are lawyers, but they're making maybe one-tenth what my father made at their age.
Uh-huh.
And they had a lot better education than he had and a lot better advantages, and they are just scrounging and scrapping just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I would invite them to do, they're smart people. They passed the bar exam. You can't be stupid and pass a bar exam. What I would do is I would hit them with the globalization process.
Oh, they love globalization.
Well, see, they're feeding and fanning their own downfall.
That's right, and they don't even see it. They just freak out when I even bring it up. I just keep hitting them with videos and books and talking to them, and it'll sink in eventually, I guess, next time they go to jail.
Well, but you know what? And it's going to be a wake up call at different times for different people. What I am ghastly afraid of here is that too many people are going to try to wake up at the same time when it's going to be too late and there's nothing.
Well, look in New Orleans. How many of those people woke up the hard way?
That's right. That's right.
There's still 500 cops missing. There's still 500 kids missing.
There are suicides. Doctors down there are committing suicide.
100,000 houses are going to be bulldozed.
That's right. And you cannot, and this lends credibility to the argument, and this is a supposition because I cannot prove it. But we had information that those levees were blown by special forces types.
Blackwater USA is run by a CIA commander.
Well,
and they were down there taking people's guns and deputized by the police.
Yeah, but that was after the fact. I'm talking about
supposedly.
Well, but it's real interesting. On the very same day that Katrina hit New Orleans, there's Homeland Security out there telling people, "Oh, well, there's a flood warning. We don't think those dikes and those levees are going to hold."
Yeah, Category 3. They knew ahead of time.
That's right.
Knew what they were doing. It worked like a charm.
And God help these people if they ever get found out and who did that. If in fact that those levees were blown intentionally to do exactly what they're doing down there right now.
Well, if we can get the local police woken up against the feds, that's one of our best, and the local mafia, frankly, woke up against the feds, that's one of our best allies.
That's why Jack McLam has to energize himself. That's why Jack has to really hunker down and concentrate on what he's doing, because he has got so many police and military that are in constant contact with him, and they're feeding him information, and he's not putting it out. And I don't know what the deal is. He's had a lot of personal problems with his wife and so on and so forth. But he's got to maximize his time, because I've paid his shortwave since he's been on this network. And I love Jack McLam. I love him to death. But he's got to be more effectual in what he's doing, because he's sitting on a literal gold mine.
Well, we need a lot of people who listen to go out and buy their own, learn how to buy their own radio station, learn how to start their own community access TV show like I've done.
Yeah.
And you can learn these things, but you've got to do it professionally, not just as an amateur. You've got to go out there and fight, because the mainline media is never going to report this stuff.
No, they're not. And what, like I said, that if we have people, enough people that are supporting what we're doing, I'm serious about this. I'm not joking. We can become that 500-pound gorilla that's sitting on their lap, eating their popcorn and drinking their beer. And instead of us being afraid of them, they are afraid of us.
Well,
there's the difference.
I've got a court case, a traffic ticket case. I'm not going to pay it. I'm going to go into court and fight it. And in Tennessee, every traffic citation, the judge requires you to plead guilty to 30 days in jail and up to a $25,000 fine. And that's every ticket. And people just go in there 99.9% of the time and just plead guilty.
I know.
And that's,
hey,
I'm not going to do it.
I understand. I got to move on.
Thanks.
Thank you, John. Folks, you need to call the network here. Give me the numbers, Mr. Producer. 800-724-2719. As I said last hour, out of this major pledge drive that we did for the network, I figured I'd make it a lot easier rather than coming up and putting the fire out at the last minute, that we ask people to go to our website, rbnlive.com, become a Republic partner, pledge $20, $25 a month. Come on, folks. I know you might be squeaking a little bit when you're walking right now, but if you think you're squeaking now, you're going to be rusted flat shut like the Tin Man. Go to RBN Live. Make a PayPal donation. If you want to give us a one-shot deal, that's fine. But we're also looking for that monthly support every single month so we can stay on the air, that we can do the things we know we're capable of doing. Folks, my job has just started. You think this network is good? We've just started. There is much, 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 much work yet to do. Much work. And I am not one to sit back on my laurels. I'll not be satisfied until once again, and even we have to do this generationally, we started here. And our next generation picks up where we left off. I call that being a patriotic good American, don't you? Ronnie in Austin. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
John here.
Oh, John, I'm sorry. Hey, listen, I just wanted to ask you, is there anything that I can do? I'm crippled. I'm in a wheelchair. But I pass out the bumper stickers when I get on. I buy the products from y'all. I bought 3 Berkeys, 2 Aaronizers, and shortwave radios and all that, and put them toward your broadcasting company. But I don't know what I can do to make people wake up and understand. I don't know what I can do. You know, I'm at a loss.
What we got to do is what Ed Waller suggested that we do. And that's we set up states organizations. Once we set up state organizations, we can splinter off this group, that group. People can volunteer. There'll be many different things to do. But we've got to start doing that. We had a good thing down here. It was called Republic of Texas before the egos got involved and blew that whole organization out. I think at one time it was either they had 11 or 19,000 members.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a pretty good start.
It is. Yeah.
But that organization, in as much as dead right now.
Can we do it again?
I'm sure we can do it again. Let me put it to you this way, Ronnie. We've got to do it again.
Yeah. Well, right. My son, Mark, and myself, we support your network in every way that we can. And it bothers me really bad to see that things are not getting done as far as you're concerned. And I know the financial part of it is rough.
Oh, buddy, I got to tell you, you've got no idea.
Yeah, on the first of the month, I'm going to pledge $50 a month to you from the first on.
All right.
And you can bet on that. I'm going to call you and tell you that it's in the mail.
All right, Ronnie, I appreciate that very much.
And I'm going to do it every month from now on.
All right. Well, that's what...
I just hope that some of the handicapped people, the veterans especially like myself, out there can spare $20 or $25. Because I know they listen to Republic. I talked to them over at the VA every day.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if they're supporting you or not.
Well, I don't know either. Like I said, we did this big drive, and we only got $2,000 a month pledged.
$2,000. That's not enough.
No, it's not. Hey, Ronnie, I've got loaded phones.
Okay.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Howdy, John. You're doing a fine job today.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to say that RBN coming out over the airwaves is a meeting place, isn't a place of assembly in the temple of the Lord for my congregation. That's just the church, every two or three people who meet in the name of Jesus Christ and assemble for the Lord, and besides people of that faith, just people of true honor. Just people of true honor.
Yeah.
Who listen in. This is my congregation.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
This isn't just national. This is international. And I just feel so good about doing anything for RBN. And I do want to comment that the Aaronizer, it works. I have one. It takes mold off your windowsills.
I know. And we don't sell junk around here, and we test out every product that we offer on this network. Either I personally test it out, or I do my due diligence, and I find out if a product works.
And what other good products do I have? Well, the latest one, Stan Solomon.
The Fuel Mule.
Yeah, the Fuel Mule. Now, Stan Solomon has a few points of contingency with some of us, myself included. Yeah, but
me too.
But the Fuel Mule works.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it doesn't work on your car if it has a carburetor. You need fuel injection, modern fuel injection.
Right.
But so I can't use it on my car right now. But my buddy put it on his car, and he got the best testimony that I've heard. He's getting 50% better gas mileage.
It works, man. Hey, we've got to run.
All right.
Thank you, Dylan. Melissa, Richard, John, and others, I'm sorry I couldn't get to your calls. We just flat ran out of time here. Jack McLam follows me on this network, 5.050 on your shortwave dial, or tune into the internet, rbnlive.com. Let's get Jack in motion. Let's get him moving, because I'll tell you what, he's sitting on a virtual gold mine. All right? Folks, give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Make your pledges. Go to rbnlive.com. Top right hand of the screen. Become a Republic partner. Do it, folks. Do it today. There's much work that we have to do yet. And I'll tell you what, let's all be on a winning team. I like that. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.